football fans can officially wake up out of their summer slumber as the NFL officially kicked off its 100th season last night. That's where we begin with today's Morning Buzzcast for Friday, August 2nd. I'm Rick Ellington. Football is back. Woo-hoo! Well, sort of, at least. Not quite sure that a Brett Rypien, Ben Kirk QB matchup is going to move the needle much, but what else do you expect from the first preseason game of the year? The crowd at Canton last night certainly didn't appear to mind much, as more than 20,000 fans poured into Tom Benson Stadium on a perfect night to enjoy the festivities. The game is the kickoff, of course, to a long weekend that celebrates all things pro football and will culminate with Sunday's Hall of Fame induction ceremony. There was one takeaway from last night's game that is actually somewhat noteworthy. There was a first review of a pass interference penalty. If you were watching the game late in the second quarter, and there likely were plenty of you, as will be evident when the rating comes out later today, you saw Broncos coach Vic Fangino challenge a PI call. After a brief delay, the call was upheld, but that could be just a tease of what we might see throughout this season. There is major news on the esports front, as Ninja is leaving Twitch to go to Mixer. Let me break that down for those not fluent in esports terminology, which I am certainly one of. Ninja, whose real name is Tyler Blevins, is one of the top gamers in the world with more than 14 million followers on Twitch. His move is being called a huge boost for Microsoft's burgeoning platform. As one Twitter user put it yesterday, it's similar to when Skip Bayless left ESPN a couple years ago for FS1. That might not be the comparison that I would have used, but it does put it in terms more understandable for sports fans that don't really follow esports. Ninja will make his debut on Mixer today during a live stream from the Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago. There's an interesting story coming out of Las Vegas that the Diamondbacks had preliminary talks last year with officials in Henderson, Nevada about relocating there amid their lease issues with Chase Field. The municipality, not the team, seems to have been the aggressor in this matter, but emails were exchanged about the project from both sides, which went by the name of Project Marble. The proposed ballpark would have had 32,000 seats and room for 4,000 standard room only ticket holders. Diamondback execs yesterday stressed their desire to stay in Phoenix, but the move shows that the Vegas suburb is certainly serious about landing a major league team. This weekend will mark the 20th anniversary of Don Garber becoming commissioner of Major League Soccer. The past two decades have seen MLS grow by leaps and bounds under his tenure. The biggest example of that is that there were only 12 teams when he took over in 1999, while there currently are a half dozen markets looking to become the 30th team to join the league in a couple years. Today's issue of Sports Business Daily takes a look at some of the high and low points of the past 20 years. We certainly want to congratulate Don on reaching this milestone and look forward to seeing him remaining at the helm for the foreseeable future. That's your Buzzcast for Friday. Hope everybody has a wonderful weekend.